This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Slop Harness.
Yeah. That's how Dracula would say it. Dracula coming up on you. Blah, blah. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
What, you're what?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I am the Pigeon Man. Also known as Curtis Charles.
Oh, yeah. And I am Zombie Boy.
Zombie Boy?
Yeah.
Don't you think zombies are overdone these days?
No.
Walking Dead. How many seasons has that fucking show been on?
I don't know. I think it's done, right? Maybe.
I think it's in its final season right now. And then there's been like a bunch of spinoffs and shit.
If so, they really wanted to get my attention, they'd get Michael Winslow on there.
Sure. I heard that. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you stream your television primarily? Streaming?
Yeah.
Do you do any services that have ads?
Do I do any?
Do you use any service with advertisements?
Just YouTube.
YouTube, okay.
But it bothers me.
Yeah, I hate it.
Don Bolduc is bad for New Hampshire.
You're stealing my thunder. How'd you know?
I actually have a story about that too.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, do yours first.
Wow, I was just going to say, I'm so goddamn fucking tired of these political ads.
Yeah.
Because I think they target streaming services because they know younger people are more likely using it, and they're the people that they want to like get on their side more than anything, on both sides, and they're both really bad at it.
Yeah.
And it's just like they're either really cringy or really over the top, but either way, they're playing it at least twice per ad break, at least the same ad. So there's one ad in particular that's like, it's just like an anti Don Bolduc ad.
I know exactly what you're talking about. The one with the old guy.
Yes.
He's going to take my Medicare.
Yeah. How does this help anybody? Like, who is watching, you know, YouTube videos and then this, it stops and is like, Don Bolduc is bad for New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And then they just stop and they're just like, okay, you're right. I wasn't sure. Now, you know, now I know. That's how I know.
Hey, it's got us talking politics.
It's true.
Getting down to the nitty gritty over here.
You're not going to forget it if they play it enough.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make me want to vote for them.
No, I don't like either one, to be honest with you.
No, me neither.
But Maggie Hassan's better than Don Bolduc.
Yeah, Don Bolduc is a pile of trash.
Not to be controversial or nothing, but
I don't care. I don't fucking care. Don Bolduc. So here's the thing about that ad. There are different variations of it, but that one's my favorite, where it's basically like a guy, like an old man, who is complaining about Medicare or something. I don't even remember. But then it cuts to a guy talking on YouTube, and they're just showing clips like of Don Bolduc.
Yeah, and he says something about how he wants, the goal is to fund it less and less until it's gone.
Right.
He's like, he's bad for Medicare. He's bad for New Hampshire.
That's the one. He's bad for New Hampshire. And then at the very end, this guy looks exactly like he sounds.
Yeah.
He's a greasy boy. Eggman. He's an Eggman.
Yeah.
He's got so much fucking spit in his mouth and the pressure's so high in there. At like, especially, maybe it's different depending on your speakers, but whenever it plays on my speakers, I don't know, it's like extra compressed or something.
Yeah.
So you can hear all the spit and the pops in his mouth when he's doing it.
You can pull it up or?
And it really bugs me.
I paid into Social Security. Now Don Bolduc wants to cut my benefits.
$1.2 trillion from Medicare, $2 trillion from Social Security. Over time, we no longer have Social Security.
We can't afford Don Bolduc.
That's what it is.
Can't afford Don Bolduc.
We can't afford Don Bolduc. And there's like a big spit throat part at the end there, if you can't hear it.
And this guy's just sitting in a chair. In a leather chair.
Yeah, he's sitting in a leather chair. He's got his laptop directly on his lap. I think is that a Nokia or is that a handgun?
Handgun, where?
Oh, those are two remotes. Two remotes. Yeah. I hate having two remotes. Are you shitting me?
One's for the DVD player.
Right, don't use it that much, but.
Yeah, you don't like getting up, putting them in.
You can stream everything now. My daughter knows how to get it for free, too.
That's one of those Wally chairs.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, this guy just makes me giggle just looking at him.
Look, he worked hard. All right, he deserves that.
Don Bolduc. We can't afford Don Bolduc.
Now Don Bolduc paid into Social Security. Now into Social Security. Into Social Security. Now Don Bolduc wants to cut my benefit. Cut my benefit. Cut my benefit.
$1.2 trillion from Medicare. $2 trillion from Social Security.
Yeah, and that's Don Bolduc. He's
evil.
He's evil because he's on YouTube. And you better believe he's watching with the subtitles on.
Oh, yeah.
Over time, we no longer have Social Security.
We can't afford Don Bolduc.
I love it.
Yeah, that's the only one I like.
Yeah. The other thing about that, though, obviously they're trying to get, you know, the kids interested. And their version of getting the kids interested is putting a YouTube overlay over a video, and he's like, you know, this guy's relatable. He watches videos on his computer laptop too.
Yeah,
just like you, young people. This meatball of a man is the same
Don
as
Bolduc
you.
Wants to cut my benefit.
$1.2 trillion from Medicare, $2 trillion from Social Security. Over time, we no longer have Social Security. No,
we can't afford Don Bolduc.
We can't afford Don Bolduc. We can't afford him. We can't afford Don Bolduc.
We can't afford Don Bolduc.
We can't afford Don Bolduc. We cannot afford a little state of New Hampshire. Cannot afford a Don Bolduc.
He's trying to cut my Medicare.
Don't cut me in half. Don Bolduc trying to cut me in half.
Groin to mouth.
Yeah, vertically. Don Bolduc. You want to hear how fucking sick Don Bolduc is, though? This is the most badass political ad you'll ever see or hear.
General Don Bolduc.
I didn't spend my life defending this country.
He's got a slick back.
A bunch of liberal socialist pansies squander it away. I'm Don shit. Bolduc. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
Look at this end card here.
Yeah, it actually says badass.
It does, but it's got stars.
American patriot, hero, badass.
American patriot, that's one.
Yeah.
Period. Hero, period, badass. Don Bolduc, U.S. Senate. Approved by, paid for by Mr. Donathan Bolduc.
I like that he's got 366 subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who's going to win that race.
Yeah.
I had a kid come in the other day, and we were talking about YouTube. Because, you know, I fucking watch YouTube.
Yeah. You know? I'm on there.
I'm not a prude. I watch YouTube.
I'm on there.
Yes, we were talking about YouTube.
I comment.
And this kid was probably like 10 or maybe 9.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts quoting the fucking political ads and stuff. And he's like, Don Bolduc is bad for New Hampshire. And we can't afford Don Bolduc. And then he was doing Maggie Hassan ones and stuff. And he stops for a little bit. And then he comes back to it. And he's just like, oh, man. He's like, I was on there the other day. He's like, and I heard Don Bolduc is bad. It was like, wonder what Don Bolduc said about your abortion rights? Get over it.
Yeah.
But this kid was like 8 years old, just repeating what he said.
Right.
He had no idea what he was saying.
Oh, yeah. But that reminded me in that particular ad, it always stood out to me because it's literally, it's a clip of him saying, get over it, but nothing before or after. And I'm sure he did say it because he's a piece of shit, but like, I guess that's totally how he feels. But in the case of one of those, it's just like so transparent.
Yeah.
The way these ads work. that I can't believe they'd make any difference at all. But I guess, I don't know.
They're going to be spending a lot of money. A
lot of money on them.
Yeah.
Stupid. I say that's stupid. So anyway, the thing about spookiness is there's really one truly spooky thing, spookier than anything else.
Poetry?
Ghost.
Oh, ghosts.
Yeah, but ghosts do enjoy poetry. How about you? Do you want to charge the room? You want to charge the room? Not like charge, you know, a pay-per-view porno to the room.
Yeah.
Or a pizza. But like charge pizza. The room with
energy.
Energy.
By reciting a dark poem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that why you painted the pentagram in the center of the floor in the the studio?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's why we have the goat.
We have the candles going. We get the lights off.
Uh huh.
We all cloaks. Are holding hands.
We got robe hoods.
Yeah. Can you play some spooky fucking
Gregorian chants going?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
I have a new poem.
Dark.
I'm ready for it.
This is the longest one yet.
That's what I like.
2 pages.
Long. Give me a 2-page poem.
Yes.
Please. I gotta take a drink first.
Yeah.
So I don't die.
This one is called Portal.
Okay. Dark.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
On a full moon night at the creaky old mansion, I discovered a blueprint for the Ghost World expansion.
What? They're expanding the Ghost World?
Oh, yeah.
So soon?
Yeah. Goose pimples rose, and I let out a nervous chortle. At that moment, it hit me. I was becoming a portal. I began to experience medieval torture visions, regrettable decisions, and witch cauldron provisions. I had read the Latin, which you simply do not do. I was now an underworld ambassador of witchcraft and voodoo. Chains began to rattle, and my bones started to shake. I could now relate to a serpent or snake. Satan flowing through my veins, a hurricane of blood red rain. Another night, another blood stain, and it will be happening again. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. A big old bowl of human meat, a two-headed cockroach off my feet, the inside of a toilet seat, and wash it down with Cujo's skeet.
This is the best poem I've ever heard.
How do you repair a broken jack-o'-lantern with a pumpkin patch, you bimbo? And this one's a quote. If you don't bite her, I'll kill her. John Depp, Secret Window. Hair of a werewolf rising on my neck. I have become a Pangea with the kingdom of heck. Bats and snakes. Bats and snakes. Okay. Serious.
Okay.
Bats and snakes and reptiles too. River of sticks in a femur canoe.
Oh shit.
Mummy man rises and retrieves his jewel.
Oh no.
Assuring the future will be hopeless and cruel. Was I becoming a Dracula, a horse, or a big bad banshee? You ask a gourd question. I guess we will see.
Whoa.
Feast on my neck. It's love at first bite. You make me batty by the campfire's light. So drink up my blood and feast on my spleen. Vampires hate peaches, but they love nectarines.
Wow.
Portal. This is a poem.
Poem. That's going straight to the Smithsonian. That's a, as good as it gets.
Want me to read it again?
No.
On a full moon.
Don Baldock. So now that the room is spiritually charged.
Oh, yeah. Where do you rank that one?
That's not. I think that's number one.
You think that's number one?
So far, yeah.
Good, good. We got one more after?
Do we? Or is this the final one before?
This will be the final episode before.
Right.
But we'll record the next one before Halloween.
Yeah.
It's on Monday.
Yeah. So. And there's going to be a special Ghostober treat dropping into your feed. So keep an eye out.
What?
That's all I'm saying. Okay. So the spookiest thing in reality, in the real world, organized Christians, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So a great example is Kenneth Copeland, pastor, also a living ventriloquist dummy, mega church man, multimillionaire, the worst kind of evangelical Christian pastor man. And I like to cut him up. He's just, he releases so much content. There's like a 30-minute sermon he puts out every single day.
Really?
Yeah. And people donate every time too, which is fucking wild. But anyway, it gives me a lot of fucking around I can do. This is better with video, but the audio is still funny. So if you want to see the video, it'll be online.
A man with unclean cum always, day and night. Ugh. He cried with a loud voice. My name is Legion, for we are many.
He looks like a sock puppet.
They were all coming on your head. Can you imagine what he looked like? Can you imagine what a skin and bones, but that devil had come on him three different ways. What for? To tear up this man that's gone wild over here. And God told him in the Garden of Eden, what is thou to do with thee, Jesus? Son of Most High God,
what the fuck?
I adjure thee by God, you torment me not. Come on his face. And then there were there nigh the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. I hate this place. I hate this Jerusalem. And then they 3,000 to 6,000 of them. We need something. Preferably a human body. Let us come in those hogs. Jesus said, well, all right. Approximately 2,000 hogs. It scared everybody inside. What are we going to do now? And they want him to just get out of here. Show me your hogs. Ugh. And the Bible said he saw their homes. And now he can't get it out of his mind.
He's fucking horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Here's a naked man. Jesus came right at his feet and touched his hole. Amen.
There is just a short little primer on Mr. Kenneth Copeland's point of view.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That Kenneth Copeland's a real cum hog. He loves the cum and hogs. He just wouldn't shut up about it.
It's important.
I know. Yeah. Somebody's going to do it.
I'd do it.
Okay. We're in business. Listen here. We got a question. Somebody asked us a question via Spotify. I didn't even know you could do that.
No?
No, I didn't know.
I didn't either. Who asked?
User by the name of Lumagod.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I put questions that you could answer in Spotify when I uploaded them just as a goof because I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
So I put a question that just said, do, with a question mark, and somebody responded with another question. Lumagod said, Do you poop when it's cold, dress in layers of clothing, or do you hold it in?
What?
Do you poop when it's cold, dress in layers of clothing, or do you hold it in? I think it's missing a word or something, but the question is, do you hold it in or do you poop when it's cold out and you're wearing lots of layers?
I'll poop.
I'll poop too. You gotta poop.
Yeah.
Plus it makes you warm too.
Well, depends.
If you smear it all over your body immediately.
Yeah.
It'll warm you up real nice for a second. So thanks for the question.
Yeah, I let it ride, you know?
Yeah.
I paint the bowl.
Yeah, you gotta. You gotta.
Oh yeah.
We can't afford Don Bolduc.
No, hell no. Bad for New Hampshire.
What's spooky? What's a spooky thing you can think of?
Crystal balls.
I got one.
What?
A lizard. A bad one. A swift-footed lizard, which was just recently named Massachusetts State Dinosaur.
What? A lizard?
It's called swift-footed lizard. That's what it is in English. What it's actually called is a Podokisaurus holeokensis. A Podokisaurus.
They still around?
Holeokinesis. No.
No.
It's a dinosaur.
So?
they went away.
No, they did not.
They did.
I saw something the other day. I saw a chameleon the other day. That's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
It's a fucking dinosaur.
Birds, they're dinosaurs.
They are. Uh-huh. Or dinosaurs are birds.
Both.
That's why I said the T-Rex had more. It didn't have enough feathers on it in Jurassic Park.
Right.
T-Rex had
no asshole either.
Yeah, you're right. Wasn't there shit? There was shit, though. It must have had an asshole.
That was Triceratops shit.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've only seen that movie about 10 times.
Anyway, Governor Charlie Baker of Massachusetts just passed a legislation that named the Podokisaurus holeokensis,
the Podokisaurus.
The Podokisaurus. He said in a quote here, the governor man, Charlie, if I think about my own childhood, the thing that got me interested in science in the first place was dinosaurs. And the main reason they got me interested is because of their majesty and their ferocity and their almost alien being status. As a kid, they just created wonder.
It really makes you think.
It really makes you think. Swift-footed lizard of Holyoke. That's what he is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that the Massachusetts State Dinosaur is official now, finally.
I appreciate it.
About time.
Yeah, that one got by me.
They're just so majestic, dude. You shitting me? Ferocious.
Do you know dinosaurs were created by 5G?
Yeah, and at the center of the Earth.
That's where they stem from.
Which is hollow and flat.
Right, yeah.
It's both.
So. How could both be at the same time be true?
Good question. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Mister.
I mean, if you could tell me that the world is rectangular, and I would, I could buy into that.
I'll take your word for it.
I could buy into that more so than round. It doesn't feel too fucking round.
It doesn't make sense.
Right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up.
I look out.
Look, I go outside. All I see is rectangle.
Right.
Sky. Hell.
Flat.
Sky. Field. Hell. You know?
Yeah.
There's layers. Heaven.
Speaking of hell, are you a rivet head, dude?
A what?
A rivet head?
No.
I just learned that that's what industrial music fans are called.
No.
Fucking rivet heads.
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right.
I don't like industrial music. It's stupid.
You don't like Angel Spit?
No.
Oh, my God. What about Android Lust?
No.
Really? Grotus? No. You don't even like Grotus?
No, I can't stand Grotus. Can't fucking stand them.
Combi Christ?
I like a couple songs.
Yeah. The combination of
more,
them.
More, they used to be punk, you know? I like their first album.
Right.
It was punk.
And then they went industrial, and I'm just not much of a rivet head.
I'm not. I can't get into it.
You can't
everything, it just sounds like a bunch of trash cans to me.
It sounds like Stomp.
Yeah.
You can't even get into Fleshfield?
Fleshfield, no, I like the name. I thought they had potential at one point. But
I saw them open for Oral Vampire with an AU.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Genitorturers, they played.
Yeah.
So you're not even in the Kidney Thieves at all?
A little.
Or Godflesh? What about Godhead? God, you got to like Godhead.
I mean, I'm a Godhead.
Right, but I'm talking about the band. The
no,
industrial.
So am I, yeah. Not the, I don't believe in that one anymore.
Oh,
top.
Okay.
I'm a Phoebus guy now.
Phoebus, yeah. Phoebus could Phoebus. Be a band. do you listen to Meat Beat Manifesto ever?
No, they're on a playlist, but it's not mine.
Right.
But they're certainly on one. And I'll, you know, you got to give them credit. You got to give credit where credit's due.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure, yeah, certainly.
You got to add both Pig and Pig Face to that playlist. You know, if you're getting all the big industrial acts of recent history. What about the band Oomph?
No, I don't like them.
They got an exclamation point.
I don't like them.
Or MC 900 Foot Jesus.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
He doesn't sound as much like Trash Cans, but still just sounds like Trash Cans.
He sounds a little bit more like the band Prong.
I know Prong and Prawn.
Prawn?
Yeah. Their early demos are industrial.
Really?
Yeah, oh, they were banging on Trash Cans.
That's nice, dude.
Are these real bands you're naming?
Yeah, every single one of them is
they
real.
Are? Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Screw with a K.
Yeah.
Swamp Terrorists. Revolting Cox.
That's a great name.
Throbbing Gristle. That's a big one. Velvet Acid Christ. I kind of like Velvet Acid Christ, to be honest. I've never heard it. I like the name.
Yeah.
I just like the name. And last but not least, Vomito Negro, Black Vomit. I am going to seek out Grotus. Could buy a couple of Grotus albums on Bandcamp.
Yeah, get the Grotus tapes.
I recommend everybody go check out Grotus.
You got it. Is it all capitalized?
No.
It should be.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to rebrand the band.
Well, let's do Groff the Chain.
Oh, yeah. This one's going to be dark.
Oh, yeah.
Always is. It's been a while, I feel like.
It has been. We have a segment that goes way back called Groff the Chain. If you're not familiar, the TV show Ghost Adventures, what are you doing, first of all?
Yeah.
Get on it. It's science. It's scientifically proven evidence. Of
evidence.
Yeah. Well, Nick Groff used to be an investigator with, along with Zach Bagans on Ghost Adventures, but then they had a falling out, a mysterious one.
He used to be on the A-Team, but now he's on at least the D-Squad.
Yeah, he's doing other shows that nobody really wants to watch because Ghost Adventures has...
it's all you need, really.
It's all you need.
Ghost Brothers as well.
They can hang.
I like the Ghost Brothers.
But are we going to accept... what's his name there? Jack Osborne?
No.
No. Jason Mewes?
No.
No.
What? Jason Mewes?
Yeah, remember they hunt on Bigfoot and aliens?
Oh, yeah. The regular Ghost Hunters are pretty funny, too.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
And then, whatever, are you queasy, or?
Oh, yeah, that one's good.
What's that one?
The Ghost Files or something? And, something Files.
I think, oh, Dead Files.
Dead Files, yeah.
We can't afford Don Baldock.
We can't afford Don Baldock. Here's the thing, Nick Groff, he also sick rapper from New Hampshire. Sick rapper. Sometimes we like to listen to his tracks and figure out what it's all about, you know?
Yeah. I can feel a boner coming on, be honest, thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, get ready. It's only going to get harder.
Man.
Let's find one of these songs that we maybe haven't done. He's got two albums. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time. There's always a chance we'll redo them, too. I don't care. I don't care, because we'll hear different shit every time, and I don't remember this shit from a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't care. There's not. It's good. It's
no one
good
else
stuff.
Is going to know anyway.
It's good stuff. Let's see. We'll see if we can find one that we haven't done. Baby Being Born. We've done that.
We have?
Yeah. World Domination. Does that ring a bell?
I think we've done that.
Traveling Man Part 2. There's two of those.
Let's just do Part 2.
No, there's two Part 2s.
Oh, there are?
Traveling Man Part 2 and Traveling Man Part 2.
Wow.
right next to each other. They're different songs, different lengths. I think we've done at least one of them. Let's see. I'll play it.
It's like every window I look out, the sun doesn't shine on my face. I say, turn a light on, honey.
We haven't done this one.
I don't think so.
In a few.
Oh, wait. I remember this hook.
These shoes are going to be moving on the road that I have paid. Well, here I am, find my path down this road again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have. All right.
Down my scroat again.
Yeah. Damn it.
Black Death, we've done that. Did we do Enter My Realm?
Play it. Let's see.
Oh, I think this is just dark sounds.
Energy doesn't die.
That's nothing.
But the body that we inhabit will.
This is what's next.
What happens to that energy when the body gives up? Does it linger, travel to another dimension?
It really makes you
or
think.
Or inhabit another body? These are the questions in our everyday life as time nears to what's next.
This is Mark Constantino. When we make our transition and cross over, I believe the first realization we are going to come to is that there was no right religion that opens the gate to a better place. Rather, it's going to be the type of person you are while you lived your life here.
This is Debbie Constantino. My thoughts on life after death and
what's next. Are these EVPs?
I consider myself to be a Buddhist as far as my lifestyle. I'm a firm believer in karma. I also am a firm believer in God and demons. I absolutely believe there's some.
That's fucking weird to do. Because they had a murder-suicide, those two.
Yeah.
That are just talking in real life. Do you think that was taken after?
What year did that album come out?
2012.
I'll look it up. I'll fucking do, bitch.
You do it. I'll keep looking for song. Because we did that one. Energy, we did. Maybe Possession?
2015, they died.
Oh, wow.
So that was before.
Okay, so that makes it really, just really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is that now, that's technically an EVP. They actually recorded that after their deaths.
Yeah, and they went back in time and
gifted
it to Nick Groff.
Actually, the dude did say that, remember? There was a dude who knew them who was on Ghost Adventures, like, recently. Remember the guy when it looks like he's getting blown by the stick figure ghost?
Yeah.
That guy. He claims to have gotten an EVP, or he claims to have witnessed Mark Constantino getting an EVP message from himself from the future. It's insane. Okay, let's find one.
Possession of mine is ripping me apart. Crazy in the head as the demons erupt. Spitting fire from the...
I don't think we've done this.
I don't either.
Okay, so we'll do this. Possession.
Possession of mine is ripping me apart. Crazy in the head as the demons erupt.
Possession of the mind is tearing me apart.
Yeah.
Deep. What was the second part?
Possession of mind is ripping me apart.
Ripping me apart.
Crazy in the head as the demons erupt.
Crazy in the head as the demons erupt.
Erupt?
Yeah.
It's almost sounded like abrupt, which doesn't, I mean, neither of them makes sense, but
erupt.
At least it's a verb. Yeah.
Well, they erupt from a geyser.
See, that just makes me, it just makes me think that they're getting their nut. They're busting nuts.
Yeah. You're probably right. Spitting fire from the bubonic plague?
Yeah.
Okay.
He went back and got some of that good bubonic plague fire.
That was a symptom.
Yeah, you spit fire. So he went and got the bubonic plague just so he could spit fire.
He like Mario after he eats that flower.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna start a fire.
You're
starting a dang fire.
So hey.
North from the port that source from the bubonic plague from the southern gates to the north from the port that source.
What?
Yeah. All right. We gotta break that down slowly.
Gates to the north from the demons erupt, spitting fire from the bubonic plague from the southern gates to the north from the port.
From the southern gates to the north.
Okay.
from the bubonic plague, from the southern gates to the north, from the port that sourced direction.
From the port that sourced direction.
I heard stores direction.
Okay, that's fine too.
Plague from the southern gates to the north, from the port that sourced direction. Brain dead in the head, let me describe the message. Witness my exorcism as I rearrange the rhythm. Coming full speed ahead when a prayer was lodged in my friend's head.
Okay.
Most of that was pretty clear.
Most of it.
But at the very end there.
Rhythm coming full speed ahead when a prayer was lodged in my friend's head.
What?
Full speed ahead when my brain was lodged into my friend's head?
do it again.
Rhythm coming full speed ahead when a prayer was lodged in my friend's head. Rhythm coming full speed ahead when a prayer was lodged in my friend's head.
Full speed ahead when his brain was lodged into my friend's head.
Dude, can you play it one more time? I'm not hearing a real word, but I'll...
Full speed ahead when his brain was lodged in my friend's head.
When his brain was lodged in my friend's head.
I hear that part.
Full speed ahead when his brain was lodged into my friend's head.
I hear Impregnazar.
Impregnazar.
Do it again.
Exorcism as I rearrange the rhythm. Coming full speed ahead when his brain was lodged in my friend's head.
Oh, Impregnaz large.
Full speed ahead when his brain was lodged in my friend's head.
I don't know what that is.
It's Impregnaz large.
Impregnaz large.
Yeah, in my friend's head.
Okay, yeah.
Thoughts imprison these visions. Two cups of blood, now you know you're dead.
Wait, pick up some fart, then you know you're dead. Is that what you're
doing? These visions. Two cups of blood, now you know you're.
Two cups of blood, now you know that you're.
In these visions. Two cups of blood, now you know you're dead.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I didn't hear two cups, so it didn't come through that way to me. That time it did, though.
Going in limbo through a blazing fire. Terrified by a barrel through a supernatural. Yeah.
Okay, something about going into a fire, that's fine.
Going in limbo to a blazing fire.
Going through in. Limbo to a brazen fire.
Sure, yeah.
Dead. Going in limbo to a blazing fire.
To a blazing
terrified
fire.
By a barrel through a supernatural. Dead. Going in limbo to a blazing fire. Terrified by a barrel through a supernatural.
Terrified by the thrill of the supernatural.
Going in limbo to a blazing fire. Terrified by a barrel through a supernatural.
What?
In limbo through a blazing fire. Terrified by a barrel through a supernatural.
By a barrel. Terrified by a barrel full of supernatural.
Okay.
I've got a shipment of a pallet of barrels. They're all full of supernatural, so be very careful.
Yes, I have a supernatural pallet.
In limbo through a blazing fire. Terrified by a barrel through a supernatural killer. The devil has inspired to retire. Your old memories, these are devilish deeds.
What?
Inspired to retire through a supernatural killer. The devil has inspired to retire. Your old memories.
The devil has inspired to retire.
Is that what he said?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't know what that means, but.
Killer. The devil has inspired to retire.
To retire something.
The devil has inspired to retire. Your old memories, these are devilish deeds.
Oh, you retire your old memories because of devilish deeds.
Okay, yeah.
Inspired to retire. Your old memories, these are devilish deeds. Sent to attack your own enemies. Black guy rat deranged by my melodies.
What?
Wait.
Black guy rat deranged by my
Did you say black guy rack?
No, I heard. Oh no.
These are devilish deeds. Sent to attack your own enemies. Black guy radically arranged.
Radically arranged?
Deeds. Sent to attack your own enemies. Black guy radically arranged by my melodies.
Black eye rat? Black eye rat rearranged by my melodies?
Your own enemies. Black guy radically arranged by my melodies.
Black-eyed rat, deranged by my melodies is what I'm
hearing. To attack your own enemies. Black-eyed rat, deranged by my melodies.
Yeah.
Your own enemies. Black-eyed rat, deranged by my melodies.
Black-eyed rat, rearranged or deranged by my melody.
Yeah. Melodies.
My mouth feeds on these sinister thoughts.
My mouth feeds on these sinister thoughts.
With your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
That's not how you eat thoughts.
Depends on the kind of thoughts. It depends on the thought.
Oh my god, motherfucker.
My mouth feeds on these sinister thoughts of demonic tragedies.
Of my thoughts of demonic tragedies.
Yeah, I hate demonic tragedies. Possession sickens the weak, engages their enemies.
Okay.
Possession sickens the weak, engages their enemies. I come full speed ahead with nails in your bed.
I come full speed ahead with nails in your bed?
I heard I sail full speed ahead with
their enemies. I come full speed ahead with nails in your
bed. I come full speed ahead.
Tragedies. Possession sickens the weak, engages their enemies. I come full speed ahead.
I come full speed ahead with nails in your bed.
Yeah.
Bed. Insanity begins.
Insanity begins.
This is my wife.
Fuck your life. This is my wife.
Sure.
Fuck your life. This is my wife.
Fuck your life. This is my wife.
Kill the instincts blindsided your own conscience. Battling tremors from night terror. Gage with an axe to the top.
What?
Okay.
Blindsided your own conscience. Battling.
Blindsided your own conscience.
Tremors from night terror, gauge with an axe, full of instincts, blindsided your own conscience, battling tremors from.
Wait, go back more.
Killer instincts, blindsided your own conscience, battling.
Killer instincts blindsided your coaches.
Oh.
Killer instincts, blindsided your own conscience, battling tremors from night terror, gauge with an axe.
Battle extremis?
Battling tremors from night terrors.
Oh. Engaged with an axe?
Yeah.
Temple!
To your temple.
An axe to the temple! To the little.
An axe to the temple.
Engaged with an axe to the temple.
Engaged.
You're engaged with it.
Engaged in combat with it.
Right.
Terror gauged with an axe to the temple! Split open to remember! Brainwaves.
Split open to remember brainwaves.
Oh, split open to remember! Brainwaves multiply into sinners. The inners dissect the winners.
Okay. Brainwaves multiply into sinners. Yeah, they stack the winners.
Dissect the winners.
Axe to the temple, split open to remember. Brain waves multiply into sinners. The inners dissect the winners.
Dissect the winners is what I heard.
Go do it again.
Remember, brain waves multiply into sinners. The inners dissect the winners.
Dissect the winners.
Okay.
Remember, brain waves multiply into sinners. The inners dissect the winners. As if there's no winners in this fucked up world.
As if there's no winners.
There's a line between that, though.
Sinners, the innards, dissect the
winners. Is it sinners, the innards?
The innards, yeah.
And then I hear the sinners, the innards, they stack the winners? Or you said dissect the winners?
Dissect the winners.
That's better.
Multiply into sinners, the innards, dissect the winners.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no winners in this fucked up world. Eyes glazed over in dark to meet the spot.
As if there's no winners in this fucked up world.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
What's that next? Is it something
about? As if there's no winners in this fucked up world. Eyes glazed over in dark to make the spots.
Eyes glazed over in dark to make the spots.
I heard demented spots.
As if there's no winners in this fucked up world. Eyes glazed over in dark to make the spots.
Dark demented spots?
I hear dark to make the spots.
In this fucked up world. Eyes glazed over in dark to make the spots.
Yeah, dark to make the spots.
That's, yeah, close enough. I mean.
Eyes glazed over in dark to make the spots. Hotbox, now your time is lost.
Hotbox, now your time is lost.
Hotbox?
Yeah.
Eyes glazed over in dark to make the spots. Hotbox, now your time is lost. Blood erupts from your veins, time shifts as you become a demon. Time is lost.
What?
Blood erupts from your. What is it?
Blood erupts from your veins, time shifts as you become a demon.
Blood erupts from your veins, time shifts, and you become a demon.
As you become a demon.
Time is lost. Blood erupts from your veins, time shifts, as you become a demon.
Time shits.
Time is lost. Blood erupts from your veins, time shifts, as you become a demon.
Yeah. Time shits, as you become a demon?
Yeah.
Time is lost. Blood erupts from your veins, time shifts, as you become a demon. Gangster shit.
Gangster shit, all right.
Gangster shit, my mind has flipped. No fear, demented thoughts. Walking through the woods to the moon, river, brewery spot.
To the moon.
Mind has flipped, no fear, demented thoughts. Walking through the woods to the moon, river, brewery spot.
The Moonberry Brewery spot?
I heard, like, do it again.
One walking more time. Through the
heads flip, no fear, demented thoughts. Walking through the woods to the Moon River Brewery spot.
Moon River Brewery spot.
That's what I heard too. Is it just like a really inside reference that he's making?
I don't know.
That spot, you know, like, dude, you know the spot by the Moon River Brewery? They got so many fucking ghosts there.
Let me see. Let me see if that's a real thing.
Moon River Brewery. You know the spot.
Yeah.
It is?
Moon River Brewing Company, Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, isn't that where, that's where he lives now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a pretty deep cut.
Wow.
Gangster shit, my mind has flipped. No fear, demented thoughts. Walking through the woods to the Moon River Brewery spot. I bought this rod in my head as possession says.
I've put this rod in my head.
I heard fuck this rot in my head.
Brewery spot, I bought this rod in my
head. I fought this rot in my head.
Oh, okay.
Brewery spot, I bought this rod in my head as possession sets in and kills my health.
As possession sets in and kills my health.
Yep.
Rod in my head as possession sets in and kills my health. The wealth of searching out the dead can have consequences on my grave. Enough said. The never.
What?
The wealth of searching out the dead can have consequences on my grave.
Okay, okay. The thoughts. The what is it? The thoughts.
And it kills my health. The wealth of searching out the dead can.
The wealth of searching out the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Have consequences on my grave.
Can have consequences on my grave.
So he's worried about all the money that he's made chasing ghosts.
Yeah.
That when he dies,
yeah,
he won't get into heaven.
Right.
As possession sets in and kills my health, the wealth of searching out the dead can have consequences on my grave. Enough said. The never-ending cycle that always feels endangered by these sinister claws.
What?
Okay.
Grave, enough said. The never-ending cycle that always feels endangered by these sinister claws ripping off your skin and
One more time, sorry, I keep losing it.
Grave, enough said. The never-ending cycle that always feels endangered by these sinister...
The never-ending cycle that always feels endangered by these sinister claws.
Okay.
Consequences on my grave, enough said. The never-ending cycle that always feels endangered by these sinister claws
Always feels endangered by these sinister claws.
Okay.
Off your skin always feels endangered by these sinister claws.
Okay, yeah.
Ripping off your skin and revealing your own flaws.
Ripping off your skin and revealing your own flaws.
Is it flaws? Okay.
Yeah.
Skin and revealing your own flaws. Possession sickens the weak, engages their enemies. I come.
Chorus.
Head with nails in your bed.
Yeah.
Very, like, very memorable.
Fuck your life. This is my right.
Fuck your life, this is my wife. Fuck your life, this is my wife.
Fuck your life, this is my wife.
Fuck your life, this is my wife.
Fuck your life,
this is my wife.
Wait, what was that?
EVP.
I'm coming for you.
I'm in your sleep.
I'm in your what?
I'm in your sleep.
I'm in your sleep. That one's a thinker. What do you think? Thinker or stinker?
That's good. I put it on a mixtape for my favorite gal.
You would?
Yeah.
I paid into Social Security. Now Don Bolduc wants to cut my benefit. Or Don Bolduc.
Don
Bolduc. Don Bolduc.
Don
Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc. Don
Don
Don Bolduc. Don Bolduc. Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
Don Bolduc.
John Bon Bolduc.
Don Bon Bolduc.
More like an Egger suit. Anyway, moving along. Hey, what's the big idea? Can you answer that question? What's the big idea?
What's the big idea?
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey, what's the big idea? Where did you think that come from? Where do you think this could come from?
I think the first person that said it was Tommy Pickles.
What's the big idea?
What's the big idea?
What's going on around here, Chucky? Hey, Chucky.
Chucky Finster. Chucky, this is my best friend, Chucky Finster.
Hey, what's the scoop, Chucky?
What's the scoop, Chucky Finster, with your brother? Did he have a brother?
Probably.
His daddy had a daddy. His name was Chaz.
Chaz.
Dill.
Dill.
Jason Dill.
Dill Pickles.
I'm going to hit Jason Dill with a dildo.
You want to hear some vampire facts?
I already know them, but yeah.
Vampires survive on blood.
Yeah.
Do you know where the name vampire comes from?
No.
Albanian word dampir, which means to drink with teeth.
To suck with teeth.
Tooth suck. Suck tooth in Albanian is dampir.
Dampini.
Okay, vampire's habits include being very pale. It's a good habit. Being super hot. Sleeping during the day, not eating food, and remaining young looking forever. A vampire can turn into a bat, a rat, a owl, a moth, a fox, or a wolf.
I thought it could only do a bat.
So did I, but this is seriousfacts.com, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Wow.
I wouldn't question their...
Good to know. I'm going to be on the lookout now.
Sometimes they can be hybrids, Draculas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, part human, part Dracula.
Part human. Part tarantula, part Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
These are fucking boring. How about this? Do you know what you call a group of vampires?
A gaggle of good vampires?
No. No.
Varsity of...
No. No.
Vacation?
It's not a V word.
Oh.
It's a B word.
It'd be a bundle.
A bundle. A bundle of vampires. Yeah. A bundle of Draculas. You're more funny than a bundle of Draculas.
You're funnier than a bundle of Draculas, Charlie.
Dude, you're fucking more funny.
You crack me up.
It's a brood. A brood of vampires.
Are you squeamish or?
Yeah. Wow. I'm very squeamish. But here's the thing. How do you spell brood?
Brood?
Yeah.
B-R-U-D.
Brood. You're right.
Brood.
So for those of you listening at home and you didn't know this, Justy Boy is real good at spelling. Especially,
I'm a champion speller.
Especially spooky words. And people love to hear it. They love to hear him flex.
Yeah.
He puts on shows on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Just flexing his brain.
Yeah, I give it to you people for free, you know, sometimes.
You ought to be happy about it.
Yeah.
So, second word.
Brood. B-R-U-D. Brood.
Right.
Okay. Number one.
Don't be rude.
Don't be rude, brood. Can you give me a ding for that, for winning?
You'll get cool. A couple of them.
Thank you.
How do you spell?
Can I have another ding?
Yeah.
I feel so special about this show.
Here's a good one. Are you ready for this? This is going to test your abilities as a speller.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Tomb.
T-O-O-M.
Yeah.
E. Tomb.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the E.
Yeah.
You're right, though. So, how about
worm? Worm?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Worm.
Worm.
W. U.
Yep.
R. U-M, worm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
W-A-R-M.
Worm. How do you spell?
That's right, too.
That's right. Yeah, okay, obviously.
Cool. Yeah.
Alternate
spelling. The first one was the European version.
Can you spell spooky?
Oh, my good. Oh, my good.
Oh, my good.
Oh, my good. Oh, my God. Spooky. 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 Can you use a sentence?
I poop. Spooky. It's bad poop means spooky poop has got ghosts.
Spooky. 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 S.
Yeah.
B.
Mm-hmm.
O.
Mm-hmm.
O.
Mm-hmm.
O.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
K. Yeah. E. Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Perfect.
Spooky. Three O's.
Yeah, you nailed it. Here's a tough one.
Yeah.
Fridge.
Fridge. F-R-I-J. Fridge.
Fridge, yeah. Not very spooky, but...
Can be.
It can be if you put a monster in it.
If you put a head in there.
If you put an head.
If you put an head in fridge.
Did you know that the ancient Greeks used to think that gingers were vampires?
No.
I think they burned them when they died so that they couldn't come back to life.
My goodness. Who told you that? Your brother Billy?
My brother Billy said.
My brother Billy told me the fucking... Gingers in the 1800s
in the Greek
were burned at the stake.
yeah, the ancient Greeks burned the dead bodies of redheads before burial in order to prevent them from rising from the grave.
Wow. I don't support it.
It was a different time.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just weren't ready.
I know.
To not do that.
I know.
It was back in that time. It was so hard to not do that.
Yeah.
You know.
What is the big idea, though?
What's the big idea?
How do you spell bat?
Bat. 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 B-H-A-T. Bat.
How do you spell dead?
Dead. D-E-D. Dead. Duh.
Clothing brand called Trip.
Trip.
Remember that?
No.
Hot Topic. Trip. They made all the goth clothes and stuff.
Trip.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that one. It's too easy.
It's got two P's at the end. That's the only difference.
Oh.
Freak. How do you spell freak?
Freak. 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 Freak.
Freak.
Freak. Can you say the sentence?
Yo daddy a freak.
Though.
Yo daddy a freak, though.
There we go. Freak. F. R.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freak. K. Freak.
F-R-E-K?
F-R-E-K.
You're right.
Freak.
Freak on a leash.
Corn. Corn. C-U-R-N. Corn. That's Colonel, C-U-R-N-L, Colonel. Fuck. Shit. Do you give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck at all.
I don't give a fuck. You think I give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck about you giving a fuck.
If you think I give a fuck, you're wrong. You're mistaken.
What did we learn today?
We learned that I... I'm a very good poetry.
Yeah.
Very good poetry, man.
What do we learn from Nick Groff?
We learned to judge lest not be a judge. So.
Okay.
We learned that the sinners beware of the Dracula's bite. is what we also learned that... candy corn is not actually doesn't come out of the machine that way.
No?
No. You never heard my band Sexual Dracula? We should start a band called Sexual Dracula. Or we should name our next album Sexual Dracula.
I do like that.
And make it all Motown songs.
Yeah, sure.
And I'll, if you get lucky, I'll hit a trash can in it too. With a golf club.
Okay. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to call it there. We'll do another spooky one, even though it will come out after Halloween. We got one more Ghostober episode to do.
Yeah.
So.
Why stop there?
Yeah, who cares? It's always Ghostober in my hat. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. If you want to support the show and the things that we do, get on our Patreon. What's it?
Patreon.com/coolparents.
I know.
I got it.
And what is our website?
Coolparents.co.
And what's our Instagram?
Coolparents Worldwide.
You can send us messages on there if you got questions and shit, or you have any ideas.
All these links are also on coolparents.co.
Uh-huh.
Just letting you know.
Yep. Just to let you know. What's our TikTok?
Cool_parents.
Yeah, get at us on there. Get at us.
Yeah, tweet me the deets.
Tweet on it. Tweet on it for me real quick.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. So that's it. I hope you had fun. We will be back next week, same place, same time. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Zombie Boy.
What was I? Lizard Man?
The Spectacular. Curtis Charles. Magic.
Maybe. The Magician.
Yeah.
Fuck the world.
Bust a nut.
Bye.
Bye.